shit. Hi,
girl,
are you there?
Hold on. Let me hit the. I want to hit the weed pen, chat.
Well, maybe I'll hit my little piece of weed, chat. Because I have something to say.
It's giving.
Food mother.
Oh my God. Indica sativa.
I'm sativa always. Well, I have a. One of them has like a. What is it called? The in between. A balance.
Oh, a hybrid.
Yeah, there you go. I have one of those.
Is it illegal to say mulatto? Ew, and hi, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. This
Oh my God, I love your sweater. Hi, wait, oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, secretly, I think I got the sweater for you and then I just wore it.
You're such a bitch. Okay, well, this
I'll see
is.
You soon.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Saturn.
I'm Saturn. And we're back for another one of those motherfucking things.
Hold on.
Just real quick. I'm really mad about my lunch. PSA to, I believe it is called Dim Sum House in Beverly Hills or something like that.
Dim Sum House.
Because I'm going to tell you something. Mm-hmm. I stand with good dim sum. I love good dim sum. It is not supposed to be the size of a Mondo burger from Goodwill. Wait, no. Goodwill Hunting? Good burger.
good burger, child.
And I just don't understand why they would send me that in, like, some regular fucking styrofoam things. Aren't dim sum is supposed to come in, like, the little see-through plastic ones, you know?
Yeah.
It upset me. Sorry. I'm done.
I understand. I feel like when you have a food experience that's not good, it's like, really stands out, right? Because we're spending our hard-earned money from selling our bodies, basically. You know what it equates
on the front lines.
We are on the vanguard, in fact, of selling, like, you know, singing, dancing. Mm-hmm. It's still using your fucking body, okay?
100%.
And then to have to spend that hard-earned moolah on fucking bad food, no way.
Right. It was an upsetting experience, but then I had some Starbucks. Oop, wait. I had coffee.
Yeah.
Do we support Starbucks? I don't think we support that. But they have blonde shots, which really get me fully charged. And I have to have 3 blonde shots plus another one. Well, y'all know that already. So
wait, not as questioning that we support Starbucks. Meanwhile, like the first episode, we're like, what's your Starbucks order?
Oh, true.
What are we even talking about? This is what happened. To hit the peace pipe. Forgot. Hit the motherfucking peace
You're
pipe.
Like, yeah. What's that?
So let's get into the weekend update.
Yeah, how are you? What are you? You're in Toronto, no? Or where are you?
No, I'm actually in Montreal now. But I started
International
my
doll.
Canadian aventure in Toronto. And then I drove with my friend across to Montreal. It's like 5 hours. It's like going from LA to the Bay.
That's fucking cute. And you're there just to be, you know, a girl living her life, her effervescence.
Yeah, I'm just a doll. On the go. Like, it's giving vacation. Yeah. Also, I think people don't realize, like, everybody keeps asking me, like, why the fuck are you there? I'm like, well, if you knew anything about my art, you would know that I recorded my first EP, which is only available on Bandcamp, Eclipsing, in Toronto. So and then my second EP, Rebecca, I recorded in Montreal in the summer of 2016, and it's critically acclaimed, so.
Period.
Mm-hmm. A round of applause. Yes, you know what? Thank you. And the crowd goes, bitch,
yes, bitch.
Oh my God, I feel like that's a hate crime. Honestly, when a girl comes up to me and is like, oh my God, yes, bitch, la, 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 la. I'm like, oh, okay, you're hate-criming me. Like, that's the equivalent of somebody coming up to me and being like, yeah, so I saw you that you were there and that you're an LMNOP member.
No, it's the exact same thing.
Right? It's the equivalent of being gay-bashed. It's like when a girl, somebody, the term fierce is a racial slur.
100%. It's a homophobic slur. Literally, yeah. When I was in New York, somebody was like, wait, bitch, yes, queen. And I was like, I know, thank you. Like, because it's almost like, you know, do you get in the person's face and explain that to them? Or do you do what you do when people clock you otherwise? You just go, girl, whatever. I don't have time for that today. You know what I mean?
Like, right. Well, I mean, I just say, oh, thank you, my God. Actually, no. Yeah. Well, you know, my new thing is, oh, no, I'm basic. Like, I'm just like, oh, I'm basic. Yeah. Like, honestly, I think what I realize is now my new fight is to fight for my right to be basic. Absolutely. Because people are always trying to make me, like, not basic. I'm like, actually, girl, it's... I'm basic. And you bitches trying to deify me or whatever, try to call us goddesses and all this stuff, which we can be.
We are, yeah.
But also in the context of like just basic human interaction.
Everyday living,
like,
yeah.
Just a human girl. It's dehumanizing at the end of the day.
It's very dehumanizing. But like,
that was a little deep for...
I love being deep. I really feel like... Wait, I'm stoned. I had something to say, but I don't know what it is now.
My peace pipe literally died after one puff. So,
really?
I
got that nature.
Yeah, I need to plug mine in. It's dead, but it's okay.
Plug in your nature. Oh, we should write that as a lyric for something.
Plug in your nature. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what that means, but I like how it sounds.
I do like how it sounds.
Plug in your nature, the scent by Saturn. It's a fragrance. Oh my God, you know, like Paris. She has, that's like honestly her vibe. Should we make a podcast fragrance? Like fully, like yes. Nature by Fully Charged from Saturn and Stars.
Is there like espresso beans that can turn into perfume and like energize you from the spray?
Oh my God. It's like a caffeine spray.
Yeah, so that they can charge up. Or maybe just things that have awakening properties.
Mm-hmm.
But also, maybe espresso would be cool. Maybe we could get Starbucks to sell it.
It's like a rose water mister. Mm-hmm.
With like coffee. A grounding base of, yeah, like espresso coffee bean. Oh my God.
I feel like that would hit...
I think so, too.
Especially with the, like, sober girls. They would, like, you know, because, like, caffeine, oh, it's cute.
Yeah, some of the girls are off of the caffeine, too, which I'm always like, baby, how are you surviving? Please tell me.
Right.
What you doing, child? Talking about, I just had a matcha. I'm like, girl.
Well, I know girls that don't drink coffee, but will rail a line of cocaine, so that don't make no sense.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, is that messy? Well,
no, it's good.
It's a podcast.
So. Speaking of, my weekend was so crazy.
Yeah, what was... I'm like, get into it, yeah.
I went to Ospenhof just to watch a friend of ours. Can we talk about what happens at a club? I guess we do.
Everything said on this podcast is alleged.
For entertainment purposes only. Well, imagine, allegedly, there is a dark room, and I just watched our friend, like, get her life in there, and I was like, oh, that looks fine. Like, you know, Folsom's coming up.
That.
Yeah, it was just, like, those kind of moments where I was, like, supporting the gays. Like, it was fun. It was really cute, the DJ gave.
Mm-hmm. I saw something like that out here in Toronto. So they have, like, a bisexual island thing. Well, I mean, I'm in Montreal now, but when I was in Toronto, it's like, I think it's called Harlands or something. Anyway, I took a fucking water taxi, girl, and I go there.
I'm sorry, what's a water taxi?
It's a boat. Okay, but it's
a taxi.
For some reason,
I thought it was like a traveling bidet.
It's a boat, but it's a taxi, and you pay like $10, and it takes you from one point to this island in Toronto, and it's like a clothing optional beach that's like actually recognized as signs, or let's say this is a clothing optional area, and then obviously like any clothing optional area means gays, and then they have like a big rainbow flag, and then like any gay naked people means sex. I'm sorry, I don't make the rules. Call me a homophobe. Throw me to the streets and flay me. But yes, so they were fucking. And I, or like people were, there was hard dicks and stuff. But I didn't go like all the way to the bushes, because even though I do want to be a voyeur, I didn't want to. And it was we were more on the like swinger side, me and my friend. So mm-hmm. it was just kind of like old guys in the bushes with boners. But it was cute. I had a great time. A blast.
A blast. I wish I had that blast with you. That sounds amazing.
I know. We haven't come here together.
Oh, I know. That's crazy, actually. Okay. Planning.
Planning.
If Do you dolls want to see us together?
Yeah. In Canada?
In Canada?
Yes.
Canada, Soho. Okay, sorry. We're actually talking business now.
Okay, yeah, no, we're not going to get into our business. We can't get into that now. But we do have our show there, but it's, I mean, invite only. So,
yeah, so that's
because it's Latinx month.
Yes. Yes, yeah. I'm excited.
Hispanic Heritage Month, I believe.
Yeah, who do we have?
Sancha.
Yes.
Mia Carucci. And we also have a special DJ set by the one and only Violet Chachki.
That's exciting.
But in other news, are we going to talk about like your projects that you're like almost done with?
Oh my God, we should after this break though.
Okay. Oh, we're going to take a break?
Yeah.
Hot. Love that.
See you in a second, babes.
God, so yes, we are the news, by the way. And this is a shout out to Big Dipper,
the one and only Chunkita,
talking about slurping cocks and all that.
And hams and cheeses and stuff like that,
and cream pies and stuff.
Nasty.
We love her, but thank you so much, Dan, for that.
Truly.
Hey, we said that this is a new show. And this is it. We're actually newscasters.
We are.
He tried to give it a little shade. So, America, are we or are we not the news? This is the news, basically.
Yeah, this is the news. I mean, where else do you get your sources of effervescence and information?
Exactly. Information. This is, you know who this news is for? Fab girls.
This is the Fab Girl News. Welcome to the Fab Girl News.
Like, every person that's come up that's been like, I love the cast is fab.
Yes. Shout out to Ducky. And also, wait, we got a...
Projects, girl. You're, like, working on...
Yes.
We need to circle back to that. It's giving... Okay. Listen to this, people. Venus Virgo Expansion Pack. Very excited for it.
Yeah. Oh, is that my way in? Okay, cool. Well, because I was imagining that this was about to turn into like a Barbara Walters like segment where it's like, did you think when you were working on this album that you or something? I don't know.
Well, you did some like secret Bandcamp drops, right? Parts of it. Are we not talking about that? Is it secret?
We're rewriting the narrative. So where we are right now is that last week, last Thursday, I finished all the vocals. And that was such a feat for me. Like, I've never really been, like, the most responsible for my vocals as far as, like, when they're done and, like, producing every which one and being like, oh, no, this needs more, and then going back and doing more. And then, like, you know what I mean? Like, before it would just be like, okay, you're done, you know? But this was really fun. It was really amazing. I worked with Jeshua on vocals as well. And Tim Grandbanks was my engineer and a producer. And I'm excited. Like, I'm really excited to, like...
He's handsome.
Yeah. Tim's very handsome.
I can say
handsome.
That, right? Is that illegal? Yeah.
No, it's not illegal.
Your Honor! Your Honor! Anyway.
You have been charged with calling a man handsome. We sentence you to more good sex. I don't know. But yeah, it's out soon, I guess. It's just, like, so crazy to be done with one part and to know that there's still, like, mixing and mastering and, like, you know, the really special way I want to roll it out.
You're a very hands-on girl, though. Like, that's your thing. And that's, like, something that I feel like I really admire about you, because I'm always, like...
Oh, thank you.
I'm, less hands-on and I want to be more, you know, like I'm always inspired by how much time and every single last detail, and you're very specific about it. And if you girls are listening and you've never seen the show that is Saturn performing, it is like next level. Last month we just did, it was you.
Yeah. Yeah. Soho girl.
She was at the Soho house and it really gave like stunts and vocals and
thank
everything.
You.
It was really good. And I'm not like saying that because you're my friend and we work together, but also like you're as a person just like in the audience, I was like, this is amazing. Like it was great.
Wow, sister. Thank you. Well, yeah,
I know,
all the
sorry.
Songs.
I mean, that was gay. No homo.
No homo. Damn.
Damn.
Miss me with that shit.
Rat spoiled again.
No, all those songs were new, so I'm excited to get those out in the world because everyone really responded well to them. So,
yeah, I know,
soon, loves,
great.
Soon. Also, what do you guys think of the names? Star came up with Venus Virgo expansion pack, but then Clifford, our friend, was like, what if it was like Venus Virgo rebirth? Or, and then something you said at the party was the rebirth of Venus Virgo, which I'm like, I don't know if it's that serious, but I don't know. Just play with that and come into my DMs and tell me things.
Yeah, tell her things, your ideas. I know everybody thinks, so I don't as much, but I know you girls
true.
Love to. So
yeah,
think about it.
Big brains,
oh my God,
big
speaking
boots,
of putting on a thinking cap and think.
Think.
Oh my God. He's hot.
Where is that from? Why do I know that?
Steve.
Is that Steve?
Blues. Remember
that's
he was
Steve.
Like,
yeah,
was,
yeah.
And everybody's making a meme about it. I'm like, oh, like, I don't know what show he has coming out or something. I don't understand. Like,
what if they just did that for us? Like, isn't that crazy to think that they thought, you know what, something's wrong with y'all? Let me tell you. Let me apologize.
Right. I don't know. But he's handsome. So
he is cute. Wait, did you see the one video with the guy who was like, bruh, how you just gonna leave for all the amount of years and just come back and be like, I'm sorry, bruh? Like, it was so mad.
Yeah.
It was cute.
I mean, Steve, we loved him. And he looked good. I like him.
He
old.
Did look good with his little hat on.
My kind of trade.
That's correct. So what are we thinking about, girl? Let's see.
I did want to say officially, for the record, if I lose followers, I lose followers.
So be
if
it.
I got a lip sync for my life, I was giving Silky. If I got a lip sync for my life, then I'm a lip sync for my motherfucking life. But yeah. I stand with the queen of rap, multi-platinum plaques, Nicki Minaj. I realized over this week of thinking about it, last week I was saying, oh, it's funny. And I was still supportive of her.
Yeah.
But I think I fully officially stand with Nicki Minaj
you
as a person.
These strippers.
I endorse her doing what she wants to do. And also same. she was talking about, there's all sorts of subtweets of her talking about, I'm probably going to have to get the vaccine.
Yeah,
have to work.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not saying don't get the vaccine. And then people are only like reposting when she's like trolling. But it's like, yeah. Nicki Minaj is a troll also.
She's a troll. Like, I mean, her daughter is Lil Nas X. Like,
yes.
He gets it from somewhere. Like, my thing with Nicki is that I usually always stand with her just because I'm like, it's interesting to see where she's going with it. Like, always interesting to see where she's going.
It's a key.
And it's a key. Like, I know she's king. Even when she's mad, it's a part of the key for her. You know, like, I don't know. She's a Sagittarius. She is like the charm. What is the third little Pokemon from the fire one? Charmander. What's like the third
Charizard.
One?
Charizard. She's a Charizard.
She's Charizard.
She is big Charizard.
Big old Charizard. And I just like to see it sometimes. So I'm like, girl, the swollen testicles will go down in history. So
yeah, this
that.
Is, it was on CNN.
CNN, girl.
I was
the
like,
officials
oh, it's
were
on,
talking.
It's on. My favorite video now is that video of that black boy being like, with the mask on, like, Nicki Minaj, the queen of rap. Yeah. Can we play that clip?
Nicki, the queen of rap. Stood up. Nicki, multiple platinum plaques.
Yes.
Stood up and said, I'm questioning this vaccine. And we should all question this vaccine.
So we here at Fully Charged Pod. Sorry. I got stuck on pod because you know I like iPod, but you like Cass. We talked about it earlier. But we stand with Miss Minaj.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj, Onika.
Nicki Minaj. Yeah, Onika.
Roman. Honestly, I feel like what I was thinking is funny because it's like, take your medication, Roman. And she's like, no. So she's in her full Roman moment right now.
Now, bitch, if she brings me Roman back, like if this.
Oh, I just did something with that. I just did something right there. Barbs.
Do it.
You know, that's my most looked at reel on Instagram.
Of course. It's
the video of you and me.
Yes.
To Roman's Roman Holiday.
It's iconic, chaotic energy.
It is very.
Like, that was such a good special time.
God.
Okay, I have a question to the audience and maybe just to you. I am learning how to deal with toxic people who are actually, like, verifiably sad people. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't know. We talked about this earlier. You know that I'm very, like, upfront and honest, so I don't want to, like, expose the real situation that I'm talking about. Maybe you could help me out. But, like, toxic people who...
You know, it's kind of like when... I think there was, like... I'm not, like, a queer internet person, but I feel like there was this thing about people who, when you don't, like, consent to people, like, spewing, like, you need to kind of ask your friends if it's okay to go off in this way.
Yes.
Which I'm really not, like, I have to keep saying this because I feel like I got put in this category for a while of, like, political queer stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm not on that agenda, but I do think there's something to making sure it's okay if, like to be like, oh, can I vent for a second? And then if your friend says yes, vent. And if they're like, actually, no, like, it's okay for, you know, for the girls to be like, actually, girl, I don't want to hear it. Especially if it's the same old tired shit that you've already been saying.
Same old tired shit that I've already given you the advice and the agenda for. Like, I don't like the idea of someone... Because, like, here's the thing. We all who are surviving because we have put in and implemented the practices that allow us to survive, right? So when someone is just like, oh, you're surviving, you're strong, let me just dump this on you really quick. It's like, baby, you don't know where I'm at in my practice today.
Yeah.
You have no idea how I'm feeling and, like, what I'm fighting. And then, oh, you want to turn to, like, your strong friend and, like get, like, put them down to, like, helping you with it. And this happened with me recently on, like, the one day I had alone this week where I, like, really just needed to, like, be in my own headspace. I was walking the dog. And then I'm, like, having to talk about, you know, ideations and things that I just, like, I didn't even know if I could handle that day. Because, like, you know, when you're not alone for, like, ever and you just, like, need space in your own head. I don't know. It's hard for me to deal with that. However, I did. And I was just like, look, you need to put in those practices because that's not something that I'm going forward want to be like watching out for. It's like, when are you going to like...
Yes, you be quiet, Tiffany.
Today.
You
I
did,
sure did.
You were Tyra. It's giving... The clip is going to play now.
Be quiet, okay, Tiffany. Be quiet. That's what is wrong with you. But you're not... Stop it!
As it needed to.
Exactly. It's giving... No, be quiet, Tiffany.
Right, you don't know what I've been through.
You don't know what I've been through. I think that a lot of the girls probably have no clue that you and I have actually, really actually been through it in a lot of ways.
Yeah, our art practice is like alone is based in healing and like, you know,
yes,
dealing.
Yes, it's very that. It's honestly, I wish that that was more of what like the media that we get was talking about.
Yeah.
Was like, the heal, like, just, oh, art that's nice and healing, or art that makes you, or like, why our artistic process, like, why are we doing art? It's like kind of to heal ourselves in this way, and then it maybe helps other people, but really it's kind of self-healing.
Yeah,
which was for later. After a break, we're gonna get into self-care.
Okay.
Yeah,
here.
Well, Nikki is somebody who has focused on this subject before, self-care.
Yeah, she has.
But like in a cute way, not self-care and like, well, although we both are in our eat, pray, love bag, I would say at this 100%, point in time, like 100%. I'm very much in my eat, pray, love bag. Mm-hmm. It's giving Julia Roberts.
I mean, I'm at a wellness camp right now.
Exactly. You're at a wellness retreat.
Yes, retreat. I stay checked in.
But I guess because it's like while you're traveling too, I think that was what the point was, because we both just traveled. You went to New York. I came here. It's like I was able to go to the gym one time during the first few days I was here. Mm-hmm. I haven't been here a week yet. I still made it to the gym. I've been doing like my skincare routines, taking time to like check in with myself, like being really introspective and stuff. I think that was like really beneficial to me.
Absolutely.
While traveling, to like still do my rituals that I would do at home, but like abroad, you know?
Yeah. It really kind of like seals it in, you know, when you take it with you, because it just becomes a part of you, you know, and not just something you do.
Yeah.
Which I think is essential to self-care, like really taking it as like a thing that you have to commit to. Like, I mean, the one thing that I'm practicing consistently right now is my pray section of the Eat, Pray, Love, is that like, even if I come home from a crazy night out, I pray to the universe before I go to bed, just as some sort of acknowledgement of like, you know, this, thank you for this day, and like allowing me just to like give myself that ease of like acknowledging that I felt good today. And like just those sorts of little things that you can do are so helpful for self-care as well.
Yes. The weirdest thing I just thought about, which I don't know if it's gonna get too wooey,
let's woo woo woo.
It's like is the idea of like somebody I don't know where I saw this, was thinking your house and thinking the bed that you lay on, and like talking like inanimate things of like, thank you for keeping me safe tonight. Thank you for like getting to the practice of thinking the spaces around you, for holding space, for like physically holding space. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And that the walls get like, I don't know. That's very woo woo. It's giving very woo woo.
I mean, give it to the kids. The kids need something, child. I believe in all that. I mean, it's so funny. You're my like workout inspiration. Like, I love knowing that people work out, because you know, I was very much workout girl pre-penny. But now
I was too. I went hiking a lot pre-penny.
Yeah. And I don't hike as much, but I'm about to start, as the girls who are always about to work out say. LA what?
Hiking is the best in the fall. It's because it's less hot.
Oh, yeah, and it's beautiful. But I just brought my exercise ball from you know where, and I'm going to start doing my little sit-up routine. I'm kind of starting over again with how I worked out. Like, before I was doing real weights, I was just doing, like, this, like, you know, nature workout where I would do, like, burpees and do, like, upside-down sit-ups on this ball, and then, like, do, like, planking, just, like, as a way to get my mind into it. And then, like, now that I'm living here, walking around all these hills and stuff for, like, cardio, you know.
Yeah.
Things like that are fun.
Well, you know what I've been doing, which I didn't think about this. It's so easy, is, like, random YouTube workout videos. There's literally thousands.
True.
Literally thousands, ranging from 10 minutes to 40 minutes to like, an hour, like, different workouts and stuff. And so I like just pull up a YouTube video of like some really twee young woman. This is a girl. I think she's like a Disney. She's a hired Disney princess at like Disney Tokyo.
Oh,
and she does this like dance workouts. And so like I do her dance workout videos to like Blackpink or Lady Gaga. Well, here we go again. I'm outing myself as a fucking.
You're a monster, baby.
Little monster.
Yes. Are you a free? Bitch.
Oh my god, being free. Love Island. Free Britney. I don't know. I'm just gonna move to that. Bisexual Island, Love Island.
Have you watched
Love Island?
I haven't, but you taught me this word earlier, Kraken or crack on.
Cracking on, yeah.
Cracking on.
Because you're like, yeah, like, oh, you're gonna crack on, like that person's gonna crack on. Like, are they gonna crack on to you?
I hope so.
Cracking on to you, which is a British term of like somebody flirting with you.
So because you said that, I may watch the show now because I want to hear the terminology. But tell me about it.
I love it.
What's it giving?
It's cute. It's a lot of trade. Like, I feel like if they let a doll on, I just hate it.
It would explode.
Actually,
I do too.
It's just dumb. Never mind.
Well, because I mean,
want to get into that.
Okay.
But I will say the show is good and it's funny and it's dumb and it's super hetero, which I like sometimes to watch that stuff. And the guys are really hot.
It's, and the girls are anthropology pretty too. For sure.
It's definitely okay. It's an anthropological study.
Yeah.
But the US version is crazy. They won't do like a bisexual one. They won't do like any kind of queer narrative. There was actually a girl on the first US season of Love Island. Her name was Kira. And she said that, oh, well, I'm bisexual. And there was a moment when I was like, are they going to let her flirt with this other girl? Because her and this other girl, like, they were having this moment. And I was like, this is almost like gay. Like, this is almost lesbianic. And they didn't go there. And I wish they had. But then the next season, they kicked off a guy because he had a gay porn history. But he's like a, like he had been in a gay porn.
Oh, but he was
straight? But he was a straight guy.
Or identifying
on the, I mean, he's a bisexual. Yeah. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
He wanted to date women on the show and they totally kicked him off.
Wow. I think, I mean, here's like, you know, art and culture and media is like who's going to make the first leap. And I think media is always like a reflection of the stories that everyone's willing to tell or bold enough to tell. So as much as I like think that would be sickening, I'm like, girl, they're not ready. Like, it just needs to give like, you know what my dream is that like our lives are like tabloid fodder in like a real way where it's just like, oh, stars dating this person and Saturn's, you know, like, cause like that to me, I think would then like force people to have to want to tell their own versions of those stories.
Right. I get
you know, it always starts with like the performance, the performers.
The performative. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am a little bit tired of being in the front lines. Like, girl, you know, I'm no longer the brick that they threw at Stonewall. I'm like, perhaps.
What would you be now? Tell me. You're like the butterfly that flew past.
Yeah, I'm the wind. I'm the breeze that blew. I'm the breeze that blew somebody's wig.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I want to see like that happen. Can I?
Like, I'm the breeze that blew somebody's wig. Formerly the brick that they threw.
Can we also write that as a lyric? So what was it? Something in nature and then the breeze that blew the brick or something.
The breeze that blew the wig.
Blew the wig. Okay. I love that. What song?
I think it's time for our like weekly music love moment.
Yeah. What are you picking, BB? What's up?
Mine? Okay. So I'm in Montreal and I went to Place des Arts, which is this big open air show concert here. And they had the Montreal Jazz Fest. Mm-hmm. And I saw this artist, Patrick Watson, who I love. He's basically like the soundtrack to, I hope this doesn't come off wrong, but he's the soundtrack to like Grey's Anatomy. Like they use his songs all the time.
Oh, that's amazing.
So
I love a score.
Yeah, he has a song called The Great Escape, and that is the song that I picked this week. It's really beautiful. And live, he had these two ballet dancers, not on the stage, but like, because it's this huge thing. There was a stage in the middle of the crowd, and they put lights on it, and these dancers got up and danced to The Great Escape.
Wow, that's beautiful. Amazing.
Bad day, looking far away. Home, looking for the great escape. Gets in his car and drives away, far from all the things that we are. Puts on a smile and breathes it in and breathes it out. He says bye, bye, bye to all of night. Always says bye, bye, bye to all of noise.
My pick for the week is a collaboration. I really love duets or just artistic collaboration. And it's a song by Yo-Yo Ma featuring our good sis, Tunde.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. a good song.
It's so beautiful. It's called Doorway, and it's off of Yo-Yo Ma's Notes for the Future.
Loves.
Such a beautiful voice.
Hi.
Eyes in the stars, moving heart to heart, trying hard to feel complete. Eyes meeting eyes, the power of a tide. Saw it happen all in my dreams. I saw everyone that I know. A puzzle piece, keep it on repeat. An eternity, key to every lock is a luxury that I haven't got.
Make sure that you find our Fully Charged playlist. It's yes. on Spotify.
It's on Apple Music. It's everywhere you listen to pods yes. or the cast.
Oh, the podcast. No, I was saying the playlist.
Oh.
of the music. It's up.
Oh, yeah. It's real. You know, it's right. It's in, honestly, it's in my bio.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So
check there.
Keep checking back for that.
And that's it for Fully Charged.
I wanted to say before we go,
yes, mama.
To our listeners that send me notes, please keep them up. I wanted to respond to, I'm going to say your name just because it's like a name that won't get you found, but Alex, you sent us a really sweet message and said you wanted the Patreon, so we will do it. But then it went away, so I couldn't respond. But send it again. And thank y'all for listening so much. Please subscribe and be invested. And
yes.
send me messages about conversations you want to like talk more about. Like, I'm down.
Yes. Talk to her, not me. Don't message me. I don't like that.
Yeah, leave her alone.
Make sure you subscribe on everything. Leave us a 5-star review. We're awesome. Please,
thank you. It's honestly.
And we're going to keep growing the show.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sticking with us. If this is your first time listening and this is the first episode you picked, I don't know. Anyway, love you all.
Love you so much. Thank you for charging with us. Bye.
Bye. Fully Charged is hosted by Saturn Rising and star Amarasu.
Produced by Big Dipper.
With editing by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Supersonic by Saturn and Star.
Our artwork is designed by Matthew Enderlin with photography by Vice Cooler and Dalton Blanco.